Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And let me just say that today is the first day in almost 2 years that the land borders between us and the United States are open.
Whoa.
So I just want to say a round of applause. That's cool. Yay. Also, we want to give you rent for an entire year. How about that? So you can go to the States and shop, which is why shopping is your keyword.
Hey.
Shopping. S-H-O-P-P-I-N-G. Text shopping and your name to 999 right now. We'll give you 5 minutes to get it to us. We will call you back. You have to pick up your phone. You do. You're in. Okay? We're winding down this draw here. We got to get you in. 100 bucks instantly. Rent for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good morning, Michelle.
Your phone's breaking up, but we feel like you might be excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah, something like that. Listen, congratulations to you. You're in the draw.
Yay! Yay!
You know those space movies when they're trying to contact the
spaceship? Yeah.
It's a little bit broken up, but you kind of know what they're saying.
Yeah, it's Apollo 13. We know she's in trouble.
We're
just not quite sure where or why. Hey, congratulations, and hang on, we think.
Thank you.
Well, okay, well, at least that came in clear. So listen, you could be just like Michelle, who we're pretty sure was excited. 8 o'clock, we got another keyword for you, so we'll give it to you then. You're never more than 2 hours away from another keyword, so you can live rent-free with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, life seems to be returning to normal just a little bit. The land borders open today. We get messages every morning saying, hey guys, back in my car for the first time in 18 months. And if that's you this morning, welcome back. It's nice to see you. It's going to be a beautiful day, 17 degrees and sunny. And one of the things about getting back to quote-unquote normal, I think it's not even going to be what it was, but it's going to be different, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that companies are going, we should catch up on some stuff, i.e. expired cards to get you into a building. Which brings us to TJ this morning, I guess has an expired entry pass, and if you don't get it done in the next 30 days,
you're out.
We're locking you out.
Yeah.
We'll never let you do radio again.
Bye.
That's true. Yeah, I'm off the show.
Now,
I think that's what they said.
The issue is you have to send an updated picture, right?
Yeah, which normally wouldn't be a big deal. But what's the date today, Jax?
Today is November 8th.
Yep, 8 days into Movember.
Ah.
Which, as somebody who has a hard time growing facial hair means, it's right around the time I'm starting to show signs of having a mustache.
Just a little sign.
Which means for the next 5 years, based on the photo I just submitted, I will be having a mustache in my photo ID card.
But just a gentle shading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your upper lip.
It doesn't actually look like a mustache. If you see a picture of it, you kind of have to do a double take and you squint and pull it closer and you feel like there's a smudge on the photo, which I can assure you there isn't.
It looks
just
like
my
food.
Lip tickler.
It looks like food.
What kind of food?
Like
you had too much of a chocolate milk, a hot chocolate with the foam on top?
Yeah. No, but I look young, so it's probably chocolate milk.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, he asked me in the hallway, he was like, hey, can you take a photo of my face next to this, you know, blank wall? And I said, are you sure you want this? Because, like, can it wait? It's not, it just, you don't look your... You look okay.
Well, again, if he doesn't get it done in the next couple weeks, like, he can't wait. TJ has to do this now.
Yeah, you really do.
Otherwise, I'll be yelling at you guys through the window trying to do the show.
Oh, so, good. Oh,
it kind of got us talking in the studio about, like, how we wrecked passport pictures and driver's license pictures. You know when you have, like, for whatever reason, that day is the day where it's a mess. And I can tell you that my driver's license picture, I got the runaround, and I can't even remember why when I moved back here from Alberta. So I moved back here from Calgary. I need to switch my my license to an Ontario one.
Yeah.
And I basically had lined up three different times. And I needed to do three different things. But they didn't tell me all three at once. They're like, okay, do this.
Yeah.
And then I would go back. And then, so I'm there. And this is like hour three, hour four that I'm at the DMV thing.
Oh.
And then they finally like, okay, we'll take your picture now. And... And I was so mad. And so for the longest time, and I remember I got pulled over for speeding like a year and a half later, and the cop looked at my driver's license and said, Were you having a bad day?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because I was just... I was searing mad. Yeah. You can't smile. But like, you know when the cartoons have the eyebrows pointed down and in like a V shape? That was me. It was, I was so mad. And it was probably all my fault, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, it wrecked it for like 5 years until I had to get another one.
Just mad. I had to shave my head once for like a kid's cancer care event.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't look great with a shaved head. But I also lined it up where I was submitting my passport photo that week. Yeah. And it was the first passport I've ever had, like as a grown-up. So they're pretty intense when they're like, don't smile.
Yeah.
So I went to my local Shoppers Drug Mart, and they took the photo. And I looked at the photo, and I looked like a serial killer. I just like, had the shaved head. I looked angry.
Just eyebrows and ears.
Yeah.
Whenever I get my photos, I go to the Canadian Tire Service Ontario location.
Yeah.
Where there's a Service Ontario in the basement. Yes. And whenever I get my photos taken there, I look like I'm in a basement.
Davenport.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Davenport one. Yeah, I don't look well. I look underground. We'll say it that way. Yeah,
Just translucent skin. So hit us up at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. We want to know why and how you wrecked your passport, your driver's license photo, the one that sticks with you forever that you'll never show anyone, ever, because it's bad. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ruined your picture for your ID or your passport, and you have to live with it forever. What happened? TJ, TJ's got the nice little bit of stubble coming in for Movember. He should be further along, but he can't be.
It's wispy. It's wispy.
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
And for the next 5 years here at Virgin Radio, that will be his picture. This wispy, sort of shaded in thing above his lip right now, because they've requested now. I think they got a sense of humor here that they need a new picture from you, and it's time for your ID to be updated.
Let's be honest, it's more of a discoloration.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's just a little off.
Yeah.
What did the text say?
Lena in the 416 says, I got my driver's license photo taken 2 months before I got my braces taken off. You can't really tell, but my mouth had that puffy look that people with braces have.
Yeah.
I hated it. And how long do you have to have your license photo? For like 4 years?
Oh, four or five years.
Four or five,
That was my graduation photo. Wrecked forever because I had braces. And so I kind of like pursed my lips. And
I bet you were beautiful.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
From the 905, when you turn 16, you have to switch from a kid's health card to a photo health card because the kid's one expires.
Oh, yeah.
My parents and I neglected to replace it on time because it wasn't important or urgent. But then I slipped on ice 2 days after my 16th birthday and got a concussion. And my mom made me go get my replacement health card before I go to the doctor's. So my first health card photo is a picture of me, concussed, slightly cross-eyed. When I passed my G1, guess which photo they used?
Oh, cool.
I was so glad when I was finally able to replace it after 5 years.
Yeah.
Last one here from Courtney in the 905. Decided to get bangs before getting a passport photo.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that I
must
don't look
gone
good
through
with
a breakup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I learned that I don't look good with bangs, but it was too late. Every time I take a trip, I remember it's a reminder of my power of how bad my decisions are.
Jax, you ever had bangs?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
I've lived.
Tell me about your bang situation. Yeah. When'd you get them? Why'd you get them?
And who was the person you got them for?
No, I had bangs a couple times. I had bangs when I had long hair with streaks, and I had bangs again when I was in my early 20s. And neither time they looked good, and they were choppy. I went through a phase in my early 20s where I cut my own hair, and that's when I had my own bangs.
Why do it seems like people go down the avenue of getting bangs multiple times, and I just want to like it never looks good the first time. Why are you so encouraged with it?
Yeah, no, bangs look good on a lot of people. It's just a need for control or change. It's like I gotta do something drastic, so
should I get
bangs are first.
Okay.
Exactly.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Two people broke into a rural property outside of Toronto and stole $90,000 worth of condoms. The OPP say they're looking for two suspects. It happened 2 hours west of Toronto, which means it must be a really small place if they're not even listing the town it happened
in. Uh-oh.
The property was accessed by breaking through a fence, according to police. There was also damage done to other vehicles on the property, but they stole a 2018 white truck with a Nova Scotia license plate and a white trailer with an Ontario license plate loaded with over $90,000 worth of skin brand condoms and other accessories that were stolen.
So the question I have is, what were they doing with $90,000 in condoms on the premise?
Yeah, see, like, even to solve this mystery, it just starts a new mystery,
it starts,
it?
Yeah,
maybe
it starts
they were,
weird.
Maybe they were condom salesmen, and, like, that was their, they were going to...
But don't you have to keep them in a, like, there's a temperature you have to keep them at, right? Like, so you're not supposed to put them in your wallet because they get too hot or too cold. Or...
You are asking the wrong person.
Yes. Limited experience?
Yeah,
question
mark? Yeah. There's a cutoff of time for that, yeah.
There's a new streaming service dedicated for dogs that's coming to Apple TV. It's called Dog TV.
Oh, good.
And it's meant to keep your dog's company while they spend time at home. The streaming service is designed especially for our pooches as a means of keeping them company and reducing separation anxiety. There's different types of shows, too. So there's a stimulation show featuring other dogs that are designed to keep them occupied. The exposure show aims to get dogs used to things like car journeys. And relaxation shows, which will help the dogs stay calm.
Sold.
That's a good idea.
Let's go.
The service could be available on Apple TV. Stranger Things just announced that it's returning in the summer of 2022. Those kids are getting old. They're like in their mid-30s
now. They're in high school now.
No, they're 30.
But aren't the actors like 28?
No. I think they're probably 18, 19. Okay. Millie Bobby Brown's not that old.
I don't know.
We've just known her since she was 10. That's
feels
the thing.
Like
they
it's
were,
been
they,
forever.
They were pretty young.
Yeah.
You know what? She's 30. Okay.
Stranger Things has had a long wait for season 4 because the third season launched in July of 2019. But as a result of, you know, the pandemic, it shut down production. So it's going to air in 2022 instead. They've only been able to get back into production as of last September. So
I'm very excited.
I hope it's good. Finally.
It's a spectacular show. You guys are just a couple of wimps just, and you've
well
never
done.
Watched
it. Love
wimps.
It.
Wimps. It's an amazing
phenomenal
show.
Is there monsters? Monsters
yeah.
are cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Monsters are cool.
Yeah.
Monsters
love
are
the
cool.
sci-fi action.
Yes.
Cool, man. So what else is up?
Okay. Star Wars and Lord of the Rings fan over there. Exactly.
That
that's
doesn't
what I
fit
thought.
My narrative.
That's what I thought.
That's what's trending of TJ.
Don't side with her on this one. You
I
know
have
she's
to.
Come
wrong.
On over.
You know I flip-flop.
Come on over.
TJ's
come
like
on.
The wind.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, tell me something good.
With Jax.
So hopefully it's not about TV preference.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax has got something good to tell you every Monday at 7 o'clock, and you tell us what's good in your life. So, Jax, tell us about this Desjardins Spark thing.
So, the Desjardins Good Spark Initiative, this is incredible. They've committed to investing $250 million by 2024 in projects that support the community with a focus on youth, sustainable development, and entrepreneurship. This is good money.
Amazing.
Going to good causes.
That's
and
cool.
We just need some good news,
so
right?
So, tell us something good.
Well, I want to give a shout out to a special woman, Andrea Michaels. She's 91. She's from Georgia. She lost her husband about 15 years ago, and instead of, you know, saying, what do I do now? She said, what do I do now? And she wanted to make a goal for herself of facing a lifelong fear of heights.
Oh.
So for the past decade, she's been training to skydive.
Oh,
yes, skydive.
Amazing.
Like
training to skydive.
Yeah, training to skydive. So you can do like little jumps and like virtual jumps and things like that. And she's been taking her time. She's, you know, in her 90s. And this past weekend with her 5 grandchildren, she went skydiving. Oh. And she said, I've never felt so alive, quote unquote, for an old gal.
Oh.
Yeah. In her 90s, learning how to live. And yeah, it's just incredible.
Cool.
So she's making viral news all over the place. But it's so cool to see people doing big things no matter the age.
What's her name again?
What's that? Andrea Michaels.
Andrea Michaels.
Now, yeah. We want your good news, too. So we've got Amy on the phone. Amy, good morning. You had a really big surprise this weekend.
Hi, morning. Throughout the week, my boyfriend kept like dropping hints like, let's make a charcuterie board, let's have a date night Saturday, and I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever, don't really think anything of it, whatever, we make the charcuterie board, we're just hanging out, and the doorbell rings, and I go to the door, and like, my best friend is there from Vancouver, and
what?
It was just a huge surprise, because I never knew she was coming, and she kind of made it seem like she wasn't going to be able to come this year.
Aww.
So it was like a huge shock.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, it was so nice. Yeah.
Amazing.
Having a charcuterie board would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I guess friends are okay, too.
Okay, yeah, well, that's, friends, yeah, the charcuterie board was like the main part of it.
Amy, that's amazing. TJ, you got some texts, too.
Yeah, right? I do. Laura in the 289, yesterday was my dog's gotcha day. 1 year ago,
yay!
My girlfriend rescued her from a rescue that saved her from a dogfighting ring in the U.S.
Wow.
She's the happiest and most loving animal ever.
Honey.
Yesterday, we got her dog cookies, new dog toy, and a collar. She's brought so much joy into our lives, and I couldn't imagine our lives without her.
Amazing.
That's
love
really
that.
Sweet. Also, we have a text here from an old friend.
Uh-oh.
Train Daddy Matt.
Yes!
Train daddy.
What did he say?
He said, just got home from work after getting out of work 2 hours early.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Like a good train daddy. Any more?
Yeah, last one from Jamie in the 613. My something good is that it's still light out when I go to the gym because of daylight savings.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. The upside of that.
Yeah, that's, I wondered why I felt better this morning.
Right?
It's because the hour. Yeah, this is nice.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're an adult, but you were scolded by another adult. It's a little bit jarring, right? Like, as a kid, you know when a scolding's coming. You're a scolding expert, right? You know you've done something wrong, you know it's coming, and you know how to brace for impact. Parents scold you. You know what's the worst is when your aunt and uncle scold you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's foreign, eh?
Yeah, I once closed the fridge door too hard at my uncle's house.
Uh-oh.
Didn't know my own strength. I was just hitting puberty, right?
Sure.
And he's like, you know, when my son used to close the fridge like that, I used to give him hell. And he just kind of looked at me. And he's like 6'4". And I was like, okay, Uncle Rob, that's it. We'll do anything.
Sorry, the only
Uncle
thing Rob. More scary than a threat is the threat of a threat.
That's the threat of a threat. Scary.
Right? Yeah.
But Jax, as an adult, was scolded this weekend, right? Was it this weekend?
Yeah, yesterday I got in trouble.
Now, what were you doing?
Getting a pedicure. I was getting a pedicure.
It's a dangerous spot.
And I got in trouble. I was reprimanded. So what happened was I was getting my pedicure, and most nail salons have the massage chairs. And that is one of my favorite parts of getting a pedicure. Because you can really get a treatment done on your back while you get your nails done. And I was getting some kinks worked out, let me tell you what. I was getting nice and deep in my low back. But there's different options with the massage chair. So you can have like the kneading or like some pressure, or you can have like the chopping. And I was getting like...
The chopping.
Like that.
Oh, really?
I was just getting... My body was gyrating, and I was getting worked on, and my like head was spinning, and my body was moving forward, and my legs were twitching a bit, and it felt so good.
It
was getting deep. Yeah, it was getting deep. It was like a roller coaster that wasn't quite built right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what my body's doing. And like the nail tech guy, he was like, at first he was like, just move your leg over here. And then he was like, let's adjust that. And then he said, can you stop? Because he said, can you stop?
The chair is in sixth gear.
And he was like,
can you gear down,
please? He was like, can you stop? And I was like, oh. And then I kind of laughed, and he didn't. Yeah, but my body
he didn't laugh.
My body was out of control. It was. And he had a point, and he was right. Because he can't work if I'm like...
I'm just imagining you in that chair. Yeah. Like, you know when they have someone in the hospital and then they run that thing together and then they...
Yeah.
They can bring you back to life, get your heart started. That's how I imagine
it. I can see it. Jax seems like the type to lose all inhibitions when she's getting massaged.
No, like my eyes were closed and everything. Oh, I was there. Like,
ma'am, could you avoid the exorcism this morning? Yeah. We're just trying to get
so
your nails
bad.
Done.
It was so bad.
Jax was about to enter nirvana.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just trying to do your nails.
So I'm sure that jogged you out of your...
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
So embarrassed.
What setting did you go on afterwards?
I turned it off. I turned it off. And I sat there quietly and I minded my business. And we had like quite a bit left to go. Like as soon as I sat down, I turned the machine right off. Like, not just like working. I was like, all right, let's work it out.
I got pulled over last summer. And I was doing 90 and a 60 underneath the gardener.
Because
I was trying to pass someone. I was trying to pass someone.
Oh, Vin Diesel over here.
I don't know why. But the cop was obviously upset with me, as he should be, right? And because he speed gunned me and like pulled me over or whatever. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. And he's like, you shouldn't be going that fast. I'm like, I know, I was trying to pass someone. He's like, well, it seems like you did, but they passed you back, didn't they? And I was like, and I looked at him and... I swear to God, I had my car full of furniture because I had just moved out of my house because I had just gotten divorced.
Oh,
and I looked at him and the tears sort of well up in your eyes and you're like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm like trying not to cry and I'm like, I'm going through a divorce right now. And he looked at me and he's like, I'm sorry too. I've been through one of those. Are very tough, but I still have to give you a ticket. Oh.
Sir, I'm speeding away from a broken home. I have to go. I have to go.
Oh, that's tragedy. Anyway, we want to know 999-999-4168-729-999 when you get scolded as an adult, like where it like jogged you out, and you're like, oh wow, I feel like
12 again. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You don't get scolded enough as an adult. Actually, based on some of our text messages, some people really like it.
Yeah.
I did not know that it was going to elicit some creepy ones, but here we are. We wanted to know when you've been scolded as an adult, like Jax this weekend at the pedicure place. The guy had to say to you, can you please turn the massage thing off because you were rumbling.
Yeah, I was going too hard and my body was gyrating.
Jax texted us and she's like, I was convulsing. Yeah. That's what it's... So we wanted to know when you've been scolded. When you've been told, no, stop it, grown adult.
TJ, what did the text say? Nancy in the 416, I got scolded by a senior man for going the opposite direction in the grocery lane. You know how it has the arrows and you go down the wrong way?
Do people still follow that?
Oh, yes.
Really?
And it's always senior men that get mad at you.
They get fired up. Yeah. They do.
Really?
Follow the rules.
Yeah. Right. And they chase me around.
Yeah.
Another text here from the 416. I'm usually the funny guy in the office and had my normally very jovial boss scold me to stay on track during a Zoom meeting with the rest of our team after one too many jokes.
Oh, that's going to be you, TJ.
That is TJ.
Yeah, that is TJ.
Yeah. Yeah, you want it to a meeting to end and TJ's like, wait.
Yeah.
I got a bit here.
Yeah.
Let me just continue this Zoom for 7 more minutes.
Hey, guys, you know what this means? More me.
Yeah.
Another one here from the 905. So good to hear your voices on my morning drive again.
Hey, we missed you.
I got scolded by a woman at the pool once as I tried to rush out. She said, there are signs everywhere not to run. I'm a grown-ass woman. Please.
It's dangerous. You could slip.
I scolded someone recently. An older woman.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. So
that's the position you want to be in.
The title of this story is TJ's a good guy.
All right,
what were you upset about, TJ?
Val and I were walking, and we were about to cross the road at a designated crosswalk, which was right by a roundabout. And we were just about to take a step into the roadway, and this woman came in speeding out of nowhere and had to slam on her brakes, and she had her windows down, and she started giving us the gears, even though we had, number one, right away, but number two, we were in the right. So I said, I can't hear you. And she said, you should look where you're going. And I said, don't be mad at me because you made a mistake.
No. Oh,
TJ. I feel like you were just waiting to say that to somebody.
I am so awesome. Yeah.
There was along those lines, my friend had the balls one time to say to his wife, just because you're crying doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Oh, and, that's trouble.
And I kid you not, 2 weeks on the couch.
Oh, good, good.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. The majority of people want to cancel daylight saving time. 63% of us want to eliminate daylight saving time forever. Just 16% of people say they want it to continue. Having said that, getting rid of daylight saving time might actually be bad for us. The experts say that waking up when it's dark out isn't good for us. It messes up our sleep patterns. So if we didn't fall back this Sunday, our internal clock would be confused for the 3 full months instead of a few days twice a year.
That is absolutely incorrect. Every other study that's come out has said how bad this is.
No, but this one I found on the internet.
Am I the only person that doesn't mind it?
The changing of the clock?
Yeah, it makes me cozy. It makes me extra cozy in the winter.
I do know this could be one of the very last ones because I always get bogged down in the details,
so
but New York is talking about it.
No. We share an electrical grid with New York and Quebec.
Yeah.
And we have the legislation in place, and I believe Quebec does too. As soon as New York says we're done with daylight savings, then we're all done. And essentially, we're just waiting on New York State, who obviously, I think that they were on the pack or on the path for this. And then, of course, COVID hit. So they had other priorities.
Yeah.
Essentially, as soon as New York says, yeah, we're not doing this anymore, then all three will no longer be on that. It's just because that grid is so important and so connected, we can't really move off of it.
Just around the river bend. I'm just saying, we say it. It's going to change every year, and it never does.
Yeah, it will. It will.
All right.
Eventually. Toronto just ranked in the top 10 best cities for remote workers in the world. Hiring platform WorkMotion released this study, and they based it off livability, civic infrastructure, the cost of living, and remote working compliance. And Toronto ranked 6 out of 80 listed cities with a total score of 94.09 out of 100, making it one of the most desirable places. They're saying that Toronto scored high for remote working compliance. coming in 5th for ease of compliance and 14th for legal requirements. Cool.
So we can work from home and we can live here. But
great.
Can you afford it?
Yeah,
no.
That's the thing.
By the way, rounding out the top five, Prague at 5, Wellington, New Zealand at 4, Sydney, Australia at 3, Montreal at number 2, and the number one place in the world is Melbourne, Australia for work from home.
Amazing.
The more you know. Ed Sheeran has confirmed his next album is already prepared to drop. He said in an interview, it's not called Minus, but it's going to come. It depends how Equals goes, to be honest. He said, because if Equals bombs, then you know the next one will come quite quickly.
Well, thankfully, it's like one of the number one albums in the world right now, so that means we won't have to hear from him again.
Really? No, Ed Sheeran. He'll just follow it up.
I know, but maybe he'll give this one some breathing room.
I don't understand why both of you don't enjoy Ed Sheeran.
It's oversaturation. It's too much.
It's not that I don't enjoy Ed Sheeran. I also find... I think, you know, my girlfriend loves his new songs. Loves Shivers. And I'm like, he is not at a club shivering. He's at home with a baby. Like,
it's
inauthentic. A great ballad writer. Yeah. It's inauthentic. You're coming out and the songs are good. But tell me a little bit about your actual life. Yeah. That's what Ed Sheeran, that was the magic of Ed Sheeran when he came out. He was honest. Yeah. And now it's like these club songs. We're going to play one right now. And it's a great song.
Like,
but I'm telling you,
DC skate shoes and like in a plaid. I'm like, you aren't at the club.
You aren't at the club.
Yeah,
you're a dad.
Have you guys considered that you're both wrong?
We might be. Maybe I'm just old and bitter at 33.
That's what's trending him, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, we got another keyword so you can live rent free for an entire year.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We have to welcome two very special people back to town. And that's producer Leah's parents.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
They, hi, guys. Welcome.
I mean, they lived here for what, 25, 30 years?
Yeah. And maybe even over that, yeah.
And then went back home to Jamaica because they hated the winter.
It's so simple. They left their children and everything.
Yeah.
Just to go back to Jamaica.
Amazing. Yeah. And so they're in town this week to visit you. And there's a lot of things happening. I know, and we can't talk about it yet. But producer Leah's parents are going to meet her new boyfriend.
That's right.
It's time.
Don't worry. We'll get into that at some point this week.
Oh, boy.
But you put up an Insta story this weekend with what had to be the biggest avocado I've ever seen in my life.
It was 48 pounds.
Yeah. It was the size of a small child.
Ooh.
And can you explain what was so important about this particular avocado?
Well, not only the size or the beautiful color.
Okay.
It came from Jamaica.
Oh.
And that deems it as the best.
Oh, okay.
Ask any Jamaican, if you get any product from Jamaica, if it came from Jamaica, it is the best,
superior.
No matter what it is.
So in this particular avocado, was a Jamaican avocado?
It was a big Jamaican avocado, and that's not the only thing that they brought from Jamaica.
What else did they bring?
They're throwing out my Canadian coffee, because guess what? Jamaican coffee's in town.
I mean, true.
Okay,
true.
So that's what's in there now. All the avocados are now Jamaican avocados.
Okay.
My mom brought a big piece of fish.
Oh.
So
she brought a piece of fish on the plane?
Yeah.
Well, you want it right out of the ocean.
You want it from the ocean.
You're not going to get fish here like you're going to get there.
That's exactly right. So yeah, we're just the best at everything. And, and don't try to argue with us because we're good at arguing too. Yeah. Like, we're just, Jamaicans claim us as the very best for absolutely everything.
I love it.
It kind of got us thinking too, like, you know, everybody's got that family member because most of us are not like from here, at least, you know, for several generations along, you know, and everybody's got that like grandparent who's like, you know, it's always better back in the home country.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, my family, and they're right about this, British chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Way better.
Yeah?
Way better. They make it differently over there. I don't know what it is, but there's like a, that's why there's like a whole bunch of like little British stores around Toronto where you can get the stuff that you cannot get normally.
Import. Yeah.
My dad was born in England, and then when he would go over and visit and come back, like two or three times a year, he would stand in your doorway and he wouldn't say a word.
Uh-huh.
And you would look at him and he would hand you two squares. From the big, like,
the Cadbury.
Oh, nice.
He would ration it for like 2 years and he would give you two little squares and he wouldn't say a word.
So, a Cadbury.
And that's how he said, I love you.
Cadbury chocolate. That's how he said, I love you. Cadbury chocolate's fine.
Yeah.
In England, it's the creme de la creme. It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
If they just took that recipe and made it here, it would become the place.
No,
the
thing it's better there. It's not another country, but it may as well be the East Coast.
Anytime
I go to any other part of the world, if I try fish, not as good as the East Coast. No. Halifax seafood is better than any seafood, and it's like not necessarily true. Like,
but you're claiming it.
Yeah, sometimes West Coast specifically, you know, Alaskan, but no, not only on the East Coast, best fish. Yeah.
What always got me about Nova Scotia food was that when I lived out there, it's a, when I moved out there, they had just put in their first treatment plant for sewage.
Yes.
And so previous to that, they just dumped it in the harbor.
They did. It's true.
And, and the ocean would carry it away. And these fishermen are, you know, I used to get phone calls on Virgin Radio out there. from fishermen who'd be 20 kilometers out in the water going, hey, can I request a song? Yeah. Not kidding.
Yeah. What?
Oh, used to happen.
Fishermen.
Yeah. And but my thing was, is like all of, I remember the treatment plant broke down. Mm-hmm. So the mayor gets in the water and is like, the water's safe, and actually went for a swim. And then the treatment plant broke down, and so we were back to dumping raw sewage in the water. Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, is the seafood here good, or are we...
He retired shortly after. Wasn't very well-looking, and we all thought it was kind of, affiliated.
So we wanted to ask you, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to tax. Okay. So you or your family is from somewhere else, right? You're not, you know, nobody, unless you're a native Canadian, indigenous here, you are not from here.
Right. Exactly.
So what's better back home that you wish they had more of here? Like these gigantic avocados from Jamaica. I've never seen one this big.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Are they actually better? Gorgeous. Are they actually better?
Yeah. I'm going to bring you a slice.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
999-999 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so it's better from where you're from. As in Canada, it's not as good as the home country. Now, producer Leah's parents are from Jamaica. They lived here for like 35 years and then abandoned their children and moved home because they hated the winter.
Yeah, we were all adults, but still.
Yeah.
Right move, right move. Yeah.
But they showed up with like a head-sized avocados.
Yeah.
Fish and that sort of thing, but they're like, listen, it's better from Jamaica, and we're bringing it with us. We're not buying any of that. Uh-uh. And I said, unquestionably, chocolate is better in England. And apparently we know why via text message.
Yeah, it's something to do with the amount of cocoa or like milk
cream
that they have to put in it. And like it's, because you need a higher percentage in England than you do in North America.
For it to be considered chocolate.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow. And then there's other people that says that you don't put as many preservatives in it over there. And there's other theories. But basically, it has something that we
don't. It's better.
It's legitimate. Yeah. More texts are coming in from the 905. This one from Emily. She says, nothing better than chorizo straight from Spain.
Oh,
my family's tried many different brands that you can find here, and it's never quite as delicious. Mm-hmm. Another one from the 647 from Stefan. Serbian sunflower seeds.
Oh, really?
Anyone ever had Serbian
sunflower seeds? I've never had. I know. I wish Stefan had told us the difference. The thing is, you can't just say Serbian sunflower seeds and expect us to know.
Sunflower seeds are better in Serbia. I've heard it.
I can't hear first.
I can't imagine they're that different.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
So I think this next text might rustle some feathers, but there's a lot of different people claiming that their mangoes are the best.
Okay, so who's claimed mangoes?
Faiza in Whippy says Pakistani mangoes are the absolute best in the world.
Okay.
I have actually heard that.
Really?
That is a claim I've heard.
Yeah.
Really?
Another text from the 905. Unless you've had pierogies from Poland, you've never had that a real pierogi.
True. Now, all my Ukrainian friends would be very upset with that text message.
I know.
Because Ukrainians claim... the Ukrainians and Poles are head-to-head over who claims those things. That and, what is it, the cabbage rolls? Cabbage rolls.
Yeah.
That's Ukrainian,
I think,
right?
That's a Ukrainian.
Yeah, and they're, so that and pierogies, they love that stuff.
Okay.
From the 905, my family's from Barbados, and we all agree that the ketchup there is so much better than here, and we always have to bring some back whenever we go visit.
The ketchup.
There is a fast food outlet in Barbados called Chefette.
I've heard.
Really?
Chefette is the greatest burger and fries and milkshake you'll ever have.
Really?
Chefette's amazing. If you've been to Barbados, you know. My family lived there way back in the day. I've been a few times. Chefette's my favorite.
Chefette.
But if you're expecting fast food.
No, not happening. Yeah.
It's relatively normal speed.
Barbados time, man. Island time. There we go.
Last text here from the 647. And Leah, maybe you can confirm this for us. Shanika says, man, I wish they could bring KFC from Jamaica because KFC in Jamaica is way better than here.
So
she
what's up
never
with
lied.
That?
She is not lying
really?
Whatsoever. Shanika on point, girl. I don't know, the chicken, the flavor, the seasoning.
Really?
Juicy, juicy, juicy. Just
really?
Fantastic.
There's a lot of text that said KFC in Jamaica.
KFC
in
Jamaica is something. It's like a staple that you need to go to.
Interesting. When you're
just, isn't that strange? It's KFC, but it's the best chicken you'll ever have.
I think, too, probably, because they, depending upon, like, like beers will change their recipe depending upon what part of the world. Yeah, yeah. McDonald's will change its recipe. I wonder if the KFC recipe is just different because the expectations are different.
Be. It would have to be because the flavor is completely different.
But those herbs and spices. It was a secret.
Yeah, in North America, it's probably like no herbs and spices. Yeah.
This is bland.
Salt,
yeah.
pepper, and that's it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Someone broke into a rural property outside of Toronto and stole $90,000 worth of condoms.
Oh, dear.
That's a pretty cool headline, don't you think? The OPP say they're looking for two suspects after they broke into the property 2 hours west of the city. The property was assessed by breaking through a fence, according to police. And they said they damaged some other vehicles in the process and then stole a 2018 white truck with Nova Scotia license plate and the white trailer with an Ontario license plate loaded with over $90,000 worth of Sky brand condoms and other accessories.
Now, why were the condoms there in the first place?
There is levels to this mystery. Because it's not just what was taken, it was why it was there in the first
place. Maybe they were a condom wholesaler. And they were
Hey, you want these condoms that just fell off the back of the truck? Ah,
doing
a
delivery the next day.
That is bizarre that they were there in the first place.
I can't wait till there's a conclusion to this story because it's one of my favorite of all
time. I hope there's not.
Yeah,
it's like kind of a mystery
that just
bang.
Lingers
around
forever. A streaming service dedicated to dogs is coming out on Apple TV. It's called, if you can believe it, Dog TV.
Oh, innovative. It'll
help keep your dogs company while they spend time at home. The streaming service is designed especially for dogs and keeping them company to reduce separation anxiety. Okay. There's different types of shows as well. So there's the Stimulation Channel, which offers dogs. It shows other dogs, which are designed to help them be occupied. There's Exposure, which aims to get dogs used to things like car journeys. And Relaxation Shows, which help dogs stay calm. My stepdog, Charlie, was very much like a squirrel channel, which just shows squirrels. And she would stare at the TV and potentially jump at it.
Every second week, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stepdog.
Only when I have her half the time. Service can be available on Apple TV. Stranger Things announced that summer 2022 is when Stranger Things 4 is coming out.
Yay!
Yeah, we got a full year getting excited and it's fun. The third season launched in July of 2019, but as a result of the pandemic, I had to shut down production. So they've been working it since September of last year.
What you need to know about this show is that Jax and TJ don't like it because they're too afraid to watch it.
I've watched it.
It's a fantastic show.
It's not, though.
I wonder what will happen. Wow. Something spooky, I bet.
Oh, these kids who have to be 12 are actually 30. Yeah. They have mortgages. Like, I don't buy it for a second. Yeah.
They don't have mortgages. They're millionaires. They don't need mortgages.
Get
man.
Home before dark, guys.
You know, I just...
My name's Finn.
You watch you... A story about a guy who stalks and kills women, but Stranger Things is over the line for you?
Yes. Onion layers.
I'm just
okay.
wondering. I'm just wondering me. Where the line is.
I don't know.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We call it Trivlia. And the reason we call it Trivlia is because Leah does the trivia.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you Google Smart Home Mini, but you have to choose... Whomst among us is going to win? Whomst? Will it be Jax?
Who will win?
Will it be TJ or will it be me? Text your answer to 999999. Make sure you tell us why as well. We want to know why you're rooting for us. And today, Trivlia has all to do with this guy. Why are we doing Ed Sheeran trivia?
Yeah! Ed Sheeran, not only did he perform on SNL this past weekend, he bumped Drake out for the number one spot on the Billboard charts.
Wow. Drake's been up there for a while.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So here comes some Ed Sheeran trivia. Again, it's Team Jax, Team TJ, or Team Adam Wilde, whoever you think will win. Leah, go ahead.
Question number one.
Okay.
Not plus, not minus, but this is the title of Ed Sheeran's latest album.
TJ.
Jax.
Equals.
Yep. One for Jax.
You know, for someone that doesn't like Ed Sheeran, you got that pretty quick.
It came out a week and a half ago.
I didn't even know.
You didn't even try. All right.
Showed him.
Next question. True or false? His first name is short for Eduardo.
Adam. TJ?
False.
TJ.
Wait, I said I was definitely first.
It was Adam, I think.
Was it Adam?
It was
Adam. You said it softly. It's false.
It's false. It's not Eduardo.
No, it's just Edward.
Just Edward.
Who cares?
Uh-oh, TJ. TJ's getting mad.
Oh, TJ's
weird. It's weird.
I literally just gave you an answer.
Sure.
It's a weird way to say thank you. All right, next question.
Yeah, he's not happy.
All right, all right.
Next question. Is Ed Sheeran married?
TJ. Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, TJ.
1-1-1, guys.
You get mean when we play this?
It's only the bear now is awake.
Let him win. It's already Monday.
I know.
Name one person Ed Sheeran has collaborated with on a track.
TJ.
Adam.
Oh!
Was it, though?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of all the people?
Yeah. Of all the collaborations.
Yeah,
I wanted to make you mad, so I chose Eminem.
Ooh.
Mission accomplished.
You did that.
All right. I vote Adam.
Okay. Name one song Ed performed this weekend on SNL.
Adam.
TJ.
Adam.
Shivers.
Yeah. Adam. Oh, wait a second. It's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won, guys. You won.
Cranky. TJ's getting cranky.
You should see his face right now.
I was going to make a note in my journal here.
Oh, God.
Destroy Adam Wilde.
Hey, if you, I got to, from St. Catharines, I pick Jax because women are smarter. Not today.
I mean, it's generally true, though.
It's me. We're calling you back if you picked me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know that when you go through your life that there's rules that are unwritten and really oftentimes unspoken that you just sort of pick up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you must abide by these, otherwise you will be judged fiercely.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you one. And TJ had to explain this to somebody on Saturday night. There are men's washroom rules. Now, we're not going to get gross here.
No.
But it is important that you know about the urinal rule.
The urinal rule. You always go to the corner urinal. And you always leave minimum one urinal between another guest.
Yeah, usually there's like three in a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like an average-sized bathroom.
You go corner, corner.
Yeah. Stay to the corners and never use the middle one.
No.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than walking into a bathroom and seeing some guy
in the middle.
You're like, what's wrong with you?
No.
So wait, okay. Let's say I go in. Like, would you guys wait if there's two and they're too close together, would you wait for one to be free?
I used to, but then I was like,
I
can't.
Interesting. I did not know this.
Yeah. No, you have to because it's like, even if you're friends, like even if TJ and I were to walk in together.
Yeah, yeah. We would split ways.
Yeah. And we'd still, we keep chatting and that sort of thing.
Because they're too close, you know?
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, you just, you know, it's a little bit of privacy.
It's hard to focus.
Sometimes, here's the thing with men's bathrooms. Sometimes there's no divider between the
urinals.
Yeah. You're like angling yourself off. And if you're in the middle.
Yeah.
There's no angle.
Okay, so in female washrooms, the only rule that I can think of off the top of my head. Oh no, I can think of two.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you see the hand come under the stall, and you hear "excuse me," you give them toilet paper. That means they're out.
What?
Yeah, girls hand toilet paper to each other all the
really?
Time.
See, if I saw a hand, I would give them change.
Well, it's very different in the men's room if you see a hand coming under.
Do you have any toilet paper? And also, if someone speaks to you, like if another woman asks you in the bathroom, how do I look? You answer them. And not just like, good, you answer them saying, okay, you know, adjust yourself this way. Like a genuine response. Yeah. Women in the washroom help each other out. It's a place of support.
It seems like it.
Is, yeah.
Some of my favorite TikToks are women in the women's washroom, and you could tell they're at a bar, and a girl will say out loud, should I text them? And like, there'll be 10 women being like, no!
Yeah.
I love that. What are the other rules? Like, I know that there's rules, and sometimes Jax will say stuff on the show, and we're like, I have never heard of that in my entire life, but these are the rules. Now, I got one too. Okay, and here's if you go to the grocery store, okay?
Yeah.
And the person, you know when all the things are filled except for the express line? You're there on like a Saturday, everybody's got a huge load. If the person calls you over, pretend that you don't notice them. Do not go to the express line. Do not get caught in the express line with more than 8 items.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been called over? And then they're running you through, and then somebody with actually 8 items comes up behind you. Do you know the judgment that you get when that happens? Yeah. Do not do that.
I think if you're walking on the sidewalk, you have to treat it like the rules of the road.
Oh.
Meaning you have to walk on the right side of the sidewalk. Yeah. If you walk in the left or the middle, right to jail.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, how do you feel about texting and slow walking?
Listen, if you walk and text and you're aware of your surroundings, I can live with it.
Yeah.
If you walk and text and you're walking slow, you're in the middle and you're just lost in your own world because you have severe main character syndrome, arrested. I mean it. I want that to happen to you.
You're a saucy walker anyways. Everyone's too slower on
they
the
phone. They are too slow. Yeah. I can't help that I gallop everywhere.
Your legs are incredibly long.
Yeah, he is.
I'm all leg.
And in the winter, you always tell me to hurry up when you walk together. I can't hurry up.
You're slowing me down.
I have little legs.
Little legs, little arms.
He gets caught in the snowbanks. Almost loser.
Yeah, I know.
So the question is for us. We want to put together a list of the things that are unwritten that maybe need to be written down.
Yes.
The societal rules that make things work a lot better. You can't make them laws, but you know that they're laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hit us up. 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Unwritten rules that we should probably write down because everybody needs to know them. Because when someone doesn't know them, everybody else in the room is like, what is wrong with you? Like the guy who goes to the middle stall of the urinals in the men's room when there's only three.
Mm.
You keep to the corners.
Yeah.
Unless you absolutely must be in the middle.
And then a decision has to be made. And until that point, I'm with you.
You don't start there. Now, what do we got on text, TJ?
We got some good ones. This one from Lena in the 416. You can't drink out of a cup that doesn't have some sort of lid on it in public.
What?
That's, you know what?
Hang on, what?
That is weird. That's
it's
weird.
Very
unless you have
strange.
Coffee on your front porch
yes.
or on your balcony. There's no way.
If you're in motion,
mm-hmm.
you gotta have a lid.
Yeah.
Some sort of lid.
Sometimes I walk my dog with a mug. Like just an actual mug from my kitchen.
Yeah,
is
but
that
he's
weird?
Like, knock, knock. Who's that? The police, and they're here to arrest you.
Yeah, that's true. He's like 6 pounds. You're okay.
Yeah.
The walks can't be that long.
Craig in the 905 has another one. If someone shows you a pic on their phone, you can't swipe
yes.
or click yes. anything
no!
else.
Yes.
Why do
yes.
people do that? Especially parents. Especially
oh,
parents.
Yeah.
Always, oh, let me see some
yeah.
more pictures.
Yeah. Also, no. some of them related, but have you ever showed a picture to your parent on your phone where they don't grab your wrist and push it backwards and squint?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't see that. It's just me? All right. Random in the 905. If somebody holds the door for you, they always get to go in the elevator first.
Yes.
Always.
That is very true.
The 905, you need to give the wave if I let you in my lane when driving. If you don't give the wave, you need to get off the road.
Yeah, you got to wave. For sure. And you know what? The other thing you do, if there's a police car and they are gunning people, you give them the old, you know, flash the headlights.
Oh,
that
yeah, people
I know. Think you can do that.
I didn't know about this literally until last week when we went to Muskoka for the Princess Margaret. Somebody was saying that you give the heads up to other drivers with your high beams.
I never do that.
I didn't
you
know
do that.
That.
And the reason no. you do yeah. that is because it gets them to slow down anyway, which is the whole point.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, you don't do that. Let the cops catch them. Yeah. Well, if you let the cops catch them, they're still speeding. It slows everybody down.
Man.
All right, he kind of maybe won me over there. Yeah, I was about to fight it really hard. From the 647, it should be the law that you can't cut your nails in public.
That's just...
Agree with that.
Yeah.
Unwritten rule, if you're on public transit and wearing headphones or earphones, or even reading a book, please don't try the small talk.
Oh.
I like that. Or just, you know, how about we just don't small talk in general?
Well, on the
no,
plane,
TJ.
Too. Hey,
no.
hey, don't talk to somebody for more than 5 minutes on the plane.
Don't talk to anybody on the plane ever.
Okay, like
nobody wants
say
to be
hi.
Your friend. No, nobody wants to be your friend on the plane. We're all doing one thing communally, and that's it. We're traveling. Don't
what
be my
lonely,
friend.
What a lonely, sad.
No,
plane
it's great.
Ride.
I want to watch my movie on my phone. I don't want to be like, where are you going?
I am perfectly okay with my audiobook. I don't need to talk to anyone.
No. I know everyone I need.
You
to
can
know.
Say hi though. Yeah. For God's sake, come on now.
See, now she's feeling
unreal.
A little defensive because she tries to make friends with everyone
that's
on the plane.
Because she's the one they don't want to talk to.
I want to be cranky in the air and on the ground. Okay.
From the 416, people who park next to you in the parking lot, if there's more than 50% of spots available and you choose to park next to someone, you should be in jail.
That is, you know? I hate that.
Yeah.
You park far away and then you come out and there's someone parked right next to you and they're always right on the line.
I had, I was at the Leslieville Loblaws this summer and I got incensed. You know what drives me nuts? When somebody parks in two different parking spots. And this guy, it wasn't even like he was driving like some Lamborghini. It was a red pickup truck, no different than the one I drive.
I was so curious if it was a truck
I
or
was
not.
So mad. And here's the thing. They were definitely, because Leslieville's got all the studios, so they were definitely from a movie set, and it said what movie they were from.
No way.
And so I took a picture of the car, took a picture of the license plate, and I'm like, I'm going to send this in. And this was at like the height of the carrot meme. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
But I was really upset.
No, you're
I
not.
Swallowed it.
Do
home.
Not do that. Do not do that.
Just remembered it now.
Yeah. Last one from the 289. Don't hold the door for me if I'm more than 6 feet away. I'm not about to run a 100-meter race to walk through that door.
Yeah.
What's true. Okay, then what's the cutoff?
I think
is it 6 feet?
If they're right there. Otherwise, it's not your responsibility. Just fling it over.
There's an awkward zone.
If I have time, I hold it just to make things weird.
incredible.
Is that awful? Like, just to make things weird, where the person is still looking at me, and then I'm looking at them, I'm like, no worries, got it. Just to see how uncomfortable they get.
They're giving you the go-ahead.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead, and I'm like, ah, oh, I got it.
Oh, so we're bad because we don't want to talk to people, yeah. And you're messing with them.
Why not?
Wow.
It's hard to find good things in the world right now.
Oh, just got this text coming. Don't let the cops see you flash your lights to warn other drivers. You could get pulled over yourself.
Yo, no way.
They're not going to see you.
I did this to an undercover cop once. They ticketed me.
Okay, well, it anyway. It's the right thing to do. Let's save people from tickets.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
How did changing the clocks affect you? Are you feeling good this morning? Maybe a little tired? Maybe well rested because we, air quotes, gained an hour? The majority of people want to cancel daylight savings time. 63% of people want to eliminate it forever. Just 16% want it to continue. I don't buy that for a second.
No, neither do I.
16% of people? No way.
I think it's got to be lower than that.
Has to be, right? For what it's worth, they did say if daylight saving time did stop, 48% of people would prefer that we keep the spring forward hours for a later sunset.
I like that. I want the sun out later. I do. Like, I like the 9:30 sunset.
Yeah.
I don't mind in the winter when it goes away early. It makes me cozy.
So Jax is the 16%.
So from what I've read, and Adam, I think you read something different, but if the sun comes up earlier, it's better for you? Is that true?
I think that they would tell you that, but I don't necessarily think that that's true. Your body is supposed to come up wake up when the sun comes up, but the reality is the damage it does to your circadian rhythm far outweighs anything else. So you don't want, and we only do this, what, 3-4 months of the year? It doesn't make any sense. It should just be one time, and that's the time.
Well, luckily, time is a flat circle, and it means nothing.
That's right.
Toronto just ranked in the top 10 best cities in the world for remote workers.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
All
right. Good. All right. Good.
We did it. Hiring platform WorkMotion released a study that based it on livability, civic infrastructure, the cost of living, and remote working compliance. And Toronto ranked 6 out of 80 listed cities with a score of 94 out of 100. The top 5, by the way, were Prague in the Czech Republic, Wellington, New Zealand, Sydney, Australia at number 3, Montreal at number 2, and the number 1 place in the world is Melbourne, Australia.
The most expensive city to stay at home.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome.
It's cold most of the year. Okay.
Great. Ed Sheeran confirms that his next album is all ready to go. He said it's not going to be called Minus, but he said if equals bombs, then the next one's going to come out quite quickly. Are you guys excited?
you're just setting us up. You know that we aren't Ed Sheeran fans.
Yeah. Well, no. I like Ed the guy.
He's just too much.
This album's not hitting it with me. And that's fair. Like, my girlfriend loves the Shivers song and whatever. I'm just not
into
it.
He's only had 2 top-end hits. Top 10.
Listen, I'm not saying... Listen, tell him. We're allowed to play music on this station. Yeah. We don't like every song that we play. That's okay. There's lots of people that love it, and I'm happy for them. It's not for me.
I love every song we play on this radio station. There's not one that I've never waned on.
Loyal to the brand.
Yeah. I love it.
Big Marianas Trench fan.
Yeah. Huge. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, so Shannon Burns is up next. 2 songs from right now. She's going to have a keyword for you. That gets you rent for an entire year. We want you to live rent-free for a year with Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.